It is Friday. We are crunch time. So, yeah, it's that time we do our SMH, look back at the week that was in sports, and marvel at folks who, I don't know, don't understand that there's a digital footprint or that they might be recorded. It's called the Crunch Time Tool Shed. And before any induction, we must open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
You are not a Yankee no more. All right. Let's start. Her name is September Wilson, Calvary Chapel Christian School in Las Vegas. She's the spokesman woman who did her best to justify the school hiring one of the biggest dirtbags ever, Dave Bliss, to not only coach their high school, but be the athletic director. Well, I'd sure want my impressionable young people guided by someone who tried to paint one of his murdered student-athletes as a drug dealer to cover his own illegal tracks. Well, it did happen at Baylor, and we've learned to them that's not much of a deal. That's kind of their MO. And for those who play the, well, shouldn't he be able to earn a living card? Yeah, but never, never, ever, ever again around kids. That seems like an unconscionable deal breaker. Well, at least among decent people outside Baylor and apparently this school. Though he's making a case for new landlord of the tool shed, how about one Peter Edward Rose, Pete Rose. He's got this laughable, frivolous defamation case against the man who gathered all the facts and evidence against him, John Dowd, leading to his thankful banishment from baseball in 1989. So a woman Rose had, not allegedly, had a sexual relationship with in the mid-1970s, has come forward in defense of Dowd and against this scumbag common street criminal. She says she was underage when their intimate relationship began. Rose's defense, despite being married in his mid-30s at the time with two kids, said she wasn't 14 or 15, she was 16. Oh, okay, Pete, that makes it so much better. So it kind of seems like he committed statutory rape, unless you believe Rose, which you can't say I believe what Pete Rose is saying with a straight face, because he never, ever tells the truth unless he quotes his statistics. All right. And finally, to prosecutors in the Charles Oakley versus New York Knicks case. You recall the video. A drunk and belligerent Oakley being removed from his really cool seats at Madison Square Garden last season led to charges being filed, two misdemeanor counts of both assault and harassment, one of trespassing, which if you have a ticket, how are you illegally trespassing? I guess if they tell you to leave and you don't, then I guess you're trespassing. I didn't go to law school. I don't even play one on the radio. Well, today, all those charges were dropped, and in return, I love this one, Oakley's got to stay out of trouble for 6 months. Doable. He's got to stay away from Madison Square Garden for a year. So I've got no issue with the charges being dropped. They were a little over the top. But keeping someone from watching the Knicks, that's not a punishment. That's a reward for bad behavior. You can't watch the Knicks. That's my punishment? Cool. Where do I sign? Let's just sign this and get the hell out of Dodge. So I'm going to go with the spokeswoman who's trying to justify hiring Dave Bliss. Are you kidding me? I know in politics and sports sometimes you run out these press secretaries and spokespeople and are like, do you own a mirror? Are you listening to the words that are coming out of your mouth? And you really expect us to buy this? Well, it looks like September Wilson expects us to believe this. And with that, she is inducted into the Crunch Time Tool Shed. And now we shut said Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.